support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Hello, this is your WSIU Almanac for Thursday. 20 years ago, The Simpsons became the longest-running primetime animated series, beating the Flintstones. And in 1870, on this day, the National Weather Service was born. Locally, you can give the gift of life today in Centralia at the Christ Our Rock Lutheran High School from 2 to 6 this afternoon, or give blood tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. at Heron Hospital's Medical Arts Conference Center. In Carbondale, you can get an up-close look at the daily duties of a police officer as Carbondale Citizens Police Academy is underway. The next class for the public is this Wednesday night starting at 6. Anybody over 18 can apply for the Citizens Police Academy. Tomorrow night at 7:30, the Jackson County Stage Company presents Miller and the Jabberwock, highlighting the work of SIU Emeritus Professor of Playwriting David Rush, and it will be directed by Dr. Elise Pinot of the SIUC Speech Communications Department. The venue is the Varsity Center for the Arts. In Harrisburg, Stinson Memorial Library is holding a book sale this Friday from 4 to 6, Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then the book sale continues this Sunday beginning at 1 p.m. The Pope and Hardin County Office of the U of I Extension Service is offering a free seed starting workshop by Extension Educator Bronwyn Alley on February the 18th. Starts at 9 a.m. And that's the WSIU Almanac for February the 9th. Enjoy your day. It's Thursday, the 9th day of February, and on today's WSIU Almanac, on this day in 1883 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, Garnet Carter was born. Now, he may not be a household name, but he's credited with being the father of miniature golf in the United States. He built the first mini golf course on Lookout Mountain, Tennessee in 1926. Locally, at Touch of Nature on March 10th, 11th, and the 12th, there's a conference for environmental educators planned. And one of the guest speakers is Michelle Nichols. She's a master educator at Adler Planetarium in Chicago. For more information, call 453-1121. And later on next week, we'll hear more from the director of Touch of Nature, J.D. Tanner. In Mount Vernon this Saturday, another classic kids matinee at the Granada, the movie Minions. There's another free movie being shown tonight at the Cypress Creek National Wildlife Refuge. It's a part of their Peculiar Pollinators theme of movies. Tonight, starting at 6, see The Wings of Life. Remember, these movies are free, and after tonight's movie, there will be a discussion led by experts. For more information about these continuing movie nights, call Cypress Creek National Wildlife Refuge, 618-634-2231. Other collaborative partners in these movie nights include the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, AmeriCorps, and the Friends of the Cache River. And that's the Thursday, February the 9th, WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.